You're listening to Out Loud and Proud, a program made possible by the LGBT and S Alliance Fund. I'm Henry Barajas, KXCI DJ and Out Loud and Proud producer. It's an honor to share Ben Ryan's coming out story. Ben is a local social worker and counselor. Ben came into the studio with a mutual friend, Josiah Osego. Ben's story is a perfect example of what we're trying to accomplish with this brand new show. This is a message to the members of the Tucson LGBTQ community. You are not alone. Your story needs to be told, and we want to help you share it with the world. We're going to be broadcasting a new story every week for the next month, and that will conclude season one of Out Loud and Proud. You can listen to every episode at kxci.org right now. If you would like to share your story, we are accepting submissions for season two. Please go to kxci.org for more information. And without further ado, this is Ben Ryan's story.
You know, I really didn't understand what gay was. All I knew that it was bad. So growing up in a Catholic school and not knowing what it was, I didn't know how to come out whatsoever. So probably around 15, I kind of always knew that I liked boys, but I just didn't know how to express it. So around 15, I had this aha moment that I was one of those gays that everyone was always talking about in a negative way. And I thought to myself, oh no, this is really bad. And, you know, even talking about it, I still get really, really kind of like shaky and anxiety filled because I have to like relive it in sort of a way when I tell my story. So 15, not knowing who to go to about it, I went inward, of course, and got really depressed, and I eventually became suicidal. I started using drugs and alcohol pretty heavily, and grades started slipping. You know, everyone was wondering what was going on. I didn't look so well, and eventually I got expelled from the all-boys Catholic high school I was going to at the time, which didn't help. I was at an all-boys Catholic high school at all. So my mom, you know, she sent me off to Wilderness, and it's a program for troubled kids. I spent 30 days in the wilderness in Minnesota, canoeing and camping, and I enjoyed every single second of it. My mom thought this would be a very good thing for me, and she's like, hey, do you want to do this for 30 days? I thought, yes, get me out of here. Get me out of my life. I loved it, and to this day, I still enjoy camping and hiking. The instructor that I had, I'll never forget her. Her name was Mandy, and she was the first person I came out to, and she in turn came out to me. And it was very profound. I felt accepted right away, but I could still not tell my mother that I was gay. I could not do that. Every time I thought about telling her, I would want to throw up. I mean, it made me physically sick to even say the words, I'm gay. Wow. Yeah, so, you know, I got sober for a little while when I was a teenager, and they let me back into the high school that I got expelled from, and I was doing well for a little while, and my mother got me into a Rainbow Area Youth Center in Toledo, Ohio, and it was great. I loved it. I met a ton of gay people. I felt connected, and, you know, I instantly got a group of friends, but for me, my friends ended up doing a lot of drugs and alcohol. So I found my first boyfriend. I learned very unhealthy ways of expressing myself. I was instantly thrown into the club scene. We spent a lot of time in Detroit, Michigan, in abandoned warehouses, using drugs and raving, and, you know, it was fun. I was able to be myself with the use of drugs and alcohol, unfortunately. So, you know, fast forward a little through my 20s was when I used a lot. That stopped working. You know, I was able to come out, I was able to be myself, but yet not a true form of myself. So where am I at today? Today, you know, this time around, I have 7 months clean and sober. My mother still doesn't accept gay marriage, which is okay. She says she loves me no matter what. I just don't understand her kind of love. So I am still seeking validation from her. My father says he'll love me no matter what. Same with my mom, but we don't have great relationships whatsoever. And that's just what I've been dealing with. You know, this, I would love to say that I am comfortable in my skin 100%, but that is not true.
I don't think anybody will ever be comfortable in their own skin, no matter who they are or what their sexual preference is.
Right.
You know, that's always kind of a touchy subject. Mm-hmm. So, well, congratulations on being sober, and you're, you know, in the right company, Josiah Osego.
I give him props, man. Yeah. I mean, along with that whole story, like, just to share, like, you know, what's gotten you this far, and then you're still you know, work on in progress, just like Henry said, as a lot of us are.
Out Loud and Proud was produced in Tucson, Arizona. You can find this episode and all of season 1 at kxci.org.